The end is near for West Nipissing's draft short-term rental by law, because in April, that draft is destined to become the law of the land. Working on the draft since last October, the process is almost complete. Council wanted to work out some of the fine details before voting to pass the final version next month. For those currently operating short-term rentals in the municipality, there will be a grandfather clause. The pending by-law, once passed, will apply to all short-term rental operators. However, those who have been operating within the past calendar year will be first in line for an operating license, which is required under the by-law. C. The time is nigh for West Nipissing's short-term rental by-law. So, once passed, current operators will have a set period to apply before new operators, those who have not rented within the past year. Council will announce how long that window of time will be once passed. Receipts will be required to prove you have rented in the past year. In the draft, the number of licenses the municipality will issue is 100. That limit remains. I would rather start lower than higher, Mayor Kathleen Thorne-Rishon said. It does encourage people to get their licenses if there is a limited number of licenses. That being said, it's an easy amendment to the by-law to up the limit, if needed. For instance, if the 100 licenses are doled out, and those are working well, council can consider increasing the number. C. West Nipissing could limit licenses for short-term rentals. Fees to obtain a license are set to remain the same, $750 for the first license, and $250 to renew. A license is good for 1 year, which begins when you are approved for one. Another issue council wanted to work out was the proposed 1 kilometer distance between each license holder. The intent was to avoid clusters of short-term rentals within a small area. Councillor Jamie Restoul wanted to investigate options in between the two options provided, which were to either implement the 1 kilometer rule or not. The agreement was to keep the 1 kilometer rule but make it applicable to new licenses only. If you're applying for a license this year, but an existing operation is within 1,000 meters of yours, you will not be granted a license. All details will be finalized in early April when council votes to pass the municipal by-law. There will be an opportunity to speak at that meeting, the mayor reminded councillors. The draft by-law can be found on the municipality's website. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.